That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everybody doing tonight? My voice seems a little bit strained tonight. I don't mean for it to be. I hope it's okay. So we have a lot to talk about. And I'm following this energy, and it's very detailed and very exciting. So I hope it's helpful to you. So Pluto turned direct in Capricorn on Tuesday, the 10th. This will overshadow the rest of 2023 into January of 2024. We certainly have had a lot of volatile energy come up during this transit, including a dark, unexpected war in Israel. Pluto will enter Aquarius in January of 2024, but will retrograde back one final time to 29 degrees Capricorn in September through November of 2024, finally slipping back into Aquarius at the end of 2024 for the next 20 years. We haven't seen this kind of darkness and chaos in years. We haven't seen it since we've been on the planet because it's a 240-year cycle. But we haven't seen anything yet. You know, I was thinking today that in 2020, when I wrote my predictions, I said that 2023 and 2024 were going to be the darkest of all the years. And it certainly seems to be happening. However, it's the last time Pluto will go beyond the finalization degree of 29. So we are in a tense letting go part of finalization and endings, strong endings that we are moving into now. And these events will begin to move very fast. Pluto, in the Saturn rule sign of Capricorn, retrograde, ruling time, ruling status, ruling materialistic consolidation, and how it has turned direct on the 10th, bringing us a major climax point, a tower moment, as we move from 27 back to 28, back to 29, back to the 30 degrees. We are going to see some progress. As the energies push and break into a linear line, some strong changes will become definite between October 19th and January 20th. In our personal lives, there will be a lot of advancing and progress, a sudden growth of infrastructure. This will be so welcomed. We are all exhausted with this Capricorn energy, but there will be relief and progress as the energy begins to move forward and the energy eases up. This was a long-running retrograde, which brought in many upsets and tensions over these last few months. This Pluto retrograde that we went through over the spring and summer months was really hard because it feels like walking on broken glass. And since 2008, Pluto has retrograded several times, and we feel like we've had to do the same thing over and over and over again. Understanding our shortcomings again and again, having to see other people's shortcomings, big time. May through August felt like a period of time where people had to face stagnation. People had to experience a full sense of difficulty, of regret, maybe even some material shortage. And there was a major draining of energy. People who were experiencing the reality of cutting costs or withdrawing or reserving their energy like a river during a drought. It recedes into the mountain to preserve the water and to protect it, what little there is. This has been an energetic place of the collective, particularly during this retrograde phase. But it has been for the entire energy of 2023. What a year this has been. Not only did I wind up hospitalized, but I lost two people that were number one people in my life within 2 months of each other. Boy, you talk about endings and finalizations. So what's going to happen now that Pluto has turned direct? Just before our first eclipse, or the eclipse season, this is one of the most intensive solar eclipse seasons I've ever seen. It shows that the period of stagnation that we've all experienced is going to finalize, and things will really begin to flow. Obstacles will be removed. Debris removed from your path, and clarity as well as a new path will begin to open up, and we will begin to see all of the aspects of the paths that we have chosen. Now I'm going to stop here, and we're going to listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll continue and describe how we're going to go into this flow of energy. We'll be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Take it easy this week and tune into the love vibes after the solar Libra eclipse. Leave the hard work for another time and enjoy the romance. On Monday, the moon in Libra focuses on acquiring and achieving your goals. The moon is aspected by Jupiter, bringing in a certain amount of optimism, courage, and opportunities. So use this day to the best of your advantage. Tuesday, the moon moves into Scorpio. It's weakened in that sign, causing you to question your feelings. Be aware that there could be people talking behind your back, especially around the workplace. The moon will change the vibrations, which can make things a bit more difficult since it's ruled by Saturn. This is not the day for you to trust your co-workers. On Wednesday, October 18th, the sun is quincunx Neptune in Pisces. There's a lot going on today as Mercury, the south node, and the sun all conjunct. The sun conjunct Mercury represents the superior conjunction in Mercury, meaning that it's transiting at its fastest rate of speed. This can indicate forward progress in affairs. Use this day to get things done. Both Mercury and the sun, being the same degree as the south node, represent a loss of some kind. The sun represents leadership, indicating a loss occurring concerning a world leader. There may be truth finally coming out concerning a past assassination, perhaps about JFK or Robert Kennedy. The moon is in Scorpio, and it's very deep and dark, indicating something of a serious nature is occurring currently. There is the possibility of plots concerning wars or attacks. This energy also deals with jealousy, so watch your back today. Thursday, October 19th, the moon will move into Sagittarius. Around this transition of the moon from Scorpio into Sagittarius, you can inspect unusual and out-of-control behavior from the people around you. This energy deals with getting to the bottom of things. The moon in Sagittarius relates to finding out the truth, as many things have been out of control and very confusing this entire month. It appears that world leaders are out of control and out of touch. Issues around education in school may be at the top of the list. On the weekend of October 21st and 22nd, Jupiter trines Venus in Aries and Leo. On Sunday, October 21st, the moon is in Sagittarius till around 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Then it will change into Capricorn. This gives the sense of finishing up productive projects. There is a feeling of well-being and optimism. Plan meetings and anything you want to accomplish today. Once the moon is in Capricorn, there will be a serious feeling of change because the moon will conjoin Pluto, and Mercury in Scorpio will trine Saturn in Pisces as well. This is a shrewd aspect that will help you make the proper decisions concerning a long-term difficult situation. There are deep undercurrents that cause fear and uncertainty within the governments globally. Many are concerned about the future with the financial markets and the economy. Sunday, October 22nd through the 24th, Mercury and the Sun will trine Saturn in Pisces. The Moon is in Capricorn, signaling that it's time to pay attention and to listen, as there is much to be learned when you open your mind. You may find yourself wanting to change things around your home, possibly decorate or just change furniture to change the energy where you live. Try a little feng shui. There's so much occurring in the world concerning leadership and governments now till the end of the year. Mercury, as an aspect of Saturn, gives the ability to plan and focus for the future. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24 answering service number is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now, it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm back. And we're talking about Pluto and what it's going to be doing. And it's very dichotomic. The paths we have chosen are the words I'm hearing. The path we have chosen. So this time of Pluto being directed in Capricorn is the path we have chosen. It's very exciting. Sometimes when we have a state of time, when we're inundated with a lot of obstacles, with debris or loss and change, and it's really difficult to get an accurate idea of the actual path and opening up that's coming. But that's all going to change. There's going to be a clearing out, and we are going to understand our path. Example. You've been on a certain path. Now you're going to understand just how that industry works, the backstage of it, like the book I wrote, Backstage. What's behind the curtain? You had an idea of what it meant to be in the role, and now you're in it. This is what it actually means, or how it actually works. That's what you're going to be learning. It's important to understand how the production of things work in your life. Pluto in Aquarius is all about transparency, no illusions. A certain food that you're eating or a certain drink that you're drinking, what does it take to actually get that to your desk? What does it take to produce it? My interest is to make a movie. And all of that is so detailed. However, in the headlines, there's going to be something about food you watch. And many things about consumer production. There will be information concerning the production of consumer goods at this time. And it could be very scandalous. Like a vaccine in our meat. Lacing food at McDonald's. Be very aware and very careful because things are going on behind the scenes that you would never imagine. We also have issues like war mentality. A question of empathy comes up in regards to conflicts, in regards to opposition, and also to blatant attacks or blatant violence. Well, we've gone from food warnings to violent energy. Pluto is turning direct during the eclipse season, and it brings out a feeling of violence. Now, this is not astrology transit itself, it's energy. It's more that the ongoing stagnation clears out the things, can really start up again and move, almost like a pimple that gathers under the skin, and you finally have to pop it open. There will be a lot of underlying issues coming to a head, and a lot of pus to be removed out of that pimple. There'll be a lot of issues like that coming to a head for the rest of 2023. Pluto turning direct in Capricorn, a solar eclipse. The ring of fire around this solar eclipse. And the solar eclipse is conjunct the Libra-Aries axis to the galaxy, to the universe. And we also are going to have a transiting moon in Cancer this next week, causing a cardinal grand cross energy. Alongside another eclipse in Scorpio on the 29th. This will be a time when you'll see a major advance in history. Events will occur that will be very historical. New nations could come to the forefront. Changes in borders, changes in territories, changes in the states of the United States. And people will really have to question just what they support. It will be very externalized. Capricorn being the most forceful, Pluto power, power in the externalization of your emotions. Pluto is a Scorpio ruled planet, and we're going into Scorpio. You could feel as if you have to control something outside yourself. I need to have a material glass, some time of ownership, construction, or capacity to control something so distant. These issues will pop up, and it will be shown to what degree of control people actually have. This will be very surprising. Capricorn is the sign of control. I needed to quote Mark Twain here because I have concerns over next November. Mark Twain said, if voting was important, or if it even mattered, they would never let us do it. That was a long time ago. Pluto in Capricorn since 2008 has been a general archetype of control, grasp, ownership, status, and specifically influence. Like the way you influence can lead to the control of certain external issues. All of this is on the brink of important change at this time. I want all of you to prepare yourselves psychically to see your perceived ideas of what macro control looks like. What is connection? What or who do I feel connected to? Perhaps these people, but not these people. Any types of ideas of a hierarchy of connection or a hierarchy of external lies control. Think about who you are. Think about what your values are. Think about who you want close to you and who you don't. It's hard to predict how it will all turn out this time. So much is up in the air, literally. Either things will get so totally solidified and totally come into order, or there will be a total break and dissolution in some cases, and it's going to be both energies happening at the same time. Things are going to get straight. Things will be put into writing with Pluto and Capricorn, and things will be perceived to be either locked down or controlled, or people will move on and away from the issues, and they'll vanish. We can see that there are a lot of levels in global affairs, but I feel that we can also see this in our personal life as well. So here are some of your questions. What do I have control of? What do I own? What do I have influence over? What do I feel a sense of comfort about? What do I want to preserve in my life? Relationships, money I saved. These issues will begin to be checked off or are going to be X'd out, like disillusionment. Between now and the end of January is a really good time for getting things in writing. Estate planning, a new household, a new family, purchasing a house, purchasing a large material item. If you really want a long-lasting sense of control over yourself, now is really a good time to create that. I can also see a vanishing happening as well. And this is interesting. We have Pluto in Capricorn. We have Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. we have Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. It's an interplay between the Earth level, Pluto-Uranus. Pluto-Uranus represents forward movement and letting go of the past. And with Saturn and Neptune, you have the opposite energy, the letting go, the releasing of that which we have clung to as a certain ego structure, as per our self-perception. People can identify with what they feel they own. And Saturn and Neptune in Pisces rejects this. They want people to not have these material constructs weighing them down. They're daydreaming. They're imagining. They're thinking about things that they may not be able to bring into manifestation. There's a strong force in the universe right now that wants to see people getting to know themselves or creating their identity and self-perception around noting, around nothing physical. I don't even know if that's possible. How can you get to know yourself and create an identity around nothing physical? But it's this universal force, and it's dealing that energy out right now. What this means is that we're in polarity. Two outer planets in earth signs and two outer planets in water signs. And then we have the inner planets that are going to come in and weigh things out. Now, when the inner planets are in Libra, which they are right now, the energy is going to lean towards a Capricorn result. At the next eclipse, and in Scorpio season, the energies will lean towards Saturn and the water signs. There are so many energies working right now. This is not a personal reading, but it's for the collective. We will see some people having to vanish. I don't have that anymore. I don't have that job anymore. I don't have that home anymore. I don't have that bank account anymore. Things can slip right through your fingers, and the energy will recreate and reform your identity. If you're having, oh, he's gone, I've been ghosted, my bank account was broken into, it's all gone, there will be stories like this all over the place. So it is a very good time to set up a security system. Some things can be returned or retrieved, but there's going to be a major siphoning for some people. In part, it could be because of the stock market. You have to be very watchful and secure with your resources at this time. In a positive sense, that addiction is gone. That part of my life that I never thought I could transcend. People can vanish, disappear, or you could relinquish something. This isn't necessarily bad, but it frees up space. And it depends on the situation, of course. Some people have to go through an entire spectrum of loss, grief, bereavement, like a death in the family. Those things take time and respect to heal. On the material level, and I want to differentiate here, the human factor and the material factor. And the material can be unchangeably melded into the human. Like when we think of Queen Elizabeth, we always think of England or the UK. She isn't apart from that. She's unchangeably melded into it. Queen Elizabeth is England. This is a period of time of ego building and persona generation tied to material aspects. You can see that. It's very prevalent. People are really relying on their material status to determine who they really are and how they are perceived. However, this will really be canceled out with Pluto in Aquarius. The way to handle this energy is to complete your materialistic list now so that you won't feel weighted down by it come January and over the next 4 to 5 years. You want to work with material resolutions that aren't creating a financial bondage or so much infrastructure that you can't transcend it. For example, if you're a music artist, signing a 5 to 10 year contract does not make sense at this time because Pluto in Aquarius, you might question the identity you created, the type of music that you're writing or singing, and you might choose a different expression. It's not a great time for contracts that you don't think that you'll have for the rest of your life. Some people sign long-term mortgages or set up an estate or inherit at this time. There's also generational money. These things have long life meaning. It can't be helped. But what you don't want to do is to jump into lifelong contracts at this period of time. There's a contractual agreement energy with the Libra eclipse, justice and balance, and Pluto in Capricorn, top-down corporate government. There's a philosophical question present here. What are goals, morals, and belief system? What is the inherent part of who I am? And what is an imposed part of who I am? A lot of people are asking of legal bonds and confines. And people are shaking in their booth. They're shaking off and getting divorced. They're shaking off and changing jobs. They're shaking off and selling their house and moving to another area. And other people are shaking off beliefs that have been imposed upon them from the time they were born. At the same time, people are allowing others to put their beliefs on them because it's fashionable. In the same way, people might purchase a home out of their price range because it's fashionable, or in an upper-class neighborhood. Or some people will pay a high price for art because it's fashionable. That's the difference between long-running and fashionable. And the difference between the two will be very blatant for the rest of Pluto being in Capricorn. And many will be tested along the lines of, while we're doing something for long-term aspirations, or are we doing what works because it pays the bill? I have an internet story. When I was sick in January, I lost everything, not only my money and my body, but the internet. My system went down and I had 0 hits for months. But then I started to get on my feet again and build up my strength. It took a lot. And now I have all new people doing things for me. I even changed the banks. And that is an example of what I'm talking about. It all happened externally, outside of my control. I had to find it, I had to see it, and I had to decide to rebuild it or what. Or Do we do things because it satiates a very short-term need? The short-term need versus a long-term significance is on the table. A lot of choices are going to be made between October and January, and much of 2024 as well. Actually, this is a two-year cycle of some very important choice-making, and it relates to strong, long-term momentums. And some are very strong. Very strong representation at the high level. The choices we make indicate what will happen to us. Again, the choices we make now, between now and January, will indicate what will happen to us. Now we're going to take a break and listen to the half hour and a beautiful song by Elizabeth Hepburn. I wish you'd listen to the words. It's called If We Only Have Love. We really need that song now. So I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/let's find out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn singing If We Only Have Love. So we're talking about Pluto wallowing between Capricorn and Aquarius. So finally, I feel that this October to January time frame, this window, is going to be a very profound time for establishment of any kind. If you've been wanting to create a business or take something to another level or establish a relationship, a household, a family structure, it's going to be a perfect time for things like that. A very auspicious period of time. October to January, for creating a structural cohesion in your life. The direct energy of the final days of Pluto in Capricorn gives you a baseline, a foundation. It's almost a done deal. It will be very hard to lose. You'll make it, and it'll be wonderful. Through the use of long-term momentum, whatever has worked for you for a long time, it's very important to keep in mind as you create anything, as you structure anything, to really work with your own long-term momentum. This is very good for people who have been in the same career for a long time, who have had a long-running momentum and long-running marriages, long-running family structure, hand-me-down inheritances, long-running material generational wealth, decisions relating to generational wealth, ideas or pretexts. This is where the energy really does well. Where the energy does not do really well at this time is with unrealistic dreaming, which could be likely with Neptune in Pisces, so being way outside of one's means, trying to make your family or your structure into something that's not tied to a long-running momentum, trying to move somewhere where you've never even visited. This won't work. With Pluto getting ready to change signs, there's going to be a freeing, a feeling to take you to some place you've never been. Feelings like, I need to elevate my career, or I need to upsize my house. I need to prove to myself in some way that I'm either evolving or elevating. Well, this will be on the table for a lot of people. You want to be careful of forcing it because of the nature of the signs, Capricorn and Aquarius. Capricorn is about long-term, generational, ancestral roots and standing with this, the feeling of permanence. While Aquarius is a radically transforming, almost metallic energy that will grind away at the establishment or reform and reinvent that to work in a new way. It's more likely after the end of January, when Pluto moves into Aquarius, that you will enter into these brand new territories and these brand new feelings. So don't feel like during this last part of 24, don't feel like this last part of 23 that you have to force anything to change. Just watch and be very careful about anything relating to force. Making yourself meet an unrealistic deadline. Making yourself spend above your means. Making yourself earn more. Working more than is good for your health. That's force. You don't want to do that. Your gut feelings are going to begin to orient in a profound way. So there's a kind of like energy, vision that will go a lot in people's intuition where they don't have to try it or experiment. They know at first glimpse. They know at first connection. In an adverse way, like the snap of a finger, that something either will or will not work for them. It's almost like a scream, an inner scream. Heck no, I'm not going to try that. Or heck no, I won't make that decision. This will be a very strong feeling. Especially when we're in Scorpio season, with Mars alongside Pluto in Capricorn. It's like, no way am I going to be doing that. But then we also have, yes, 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 that's exactly what I need. Oh, give it to me right now. This new download will solve the stagnant, overthinking energy that we've been in. I want to prepare you all for that. We will get to a period of time when the intuition and psychic juices will get really snappy. That's where there'll be true knowing and what a situation can or can't be. It's instant. You know, I've had this type of feeling my whole life because I'm so sensitive. I've always known yes or no. Sometimes in my testament, because we can't see our own karma. But I understand this feeling that I'm trying so hard to describe to you. It will feel very metallic with Uranus and Jupiter and Taurus getting so advanced. It will get sharp and so real. I really, really want to do that. I really, really want them in my life, or I can never be a part of this again. I can never work like this again. I'm not doing that ever again. The polarity is changing, beginning on October 10th and this eclipse in Libra. Attempting to move swiftly along a narrow focus, the broader dynamics become more chaotic, and the source of power targeted expands outside the narrow line of focus. What that means is that we are getting narrow during this period of time, when we're really going to go into tunnel vision. There's a likelihood that we'll be caught off guard with something because the vision is too narrow. This can empower the unexpected and bring in a higher level of chaos into our lives. We need to back up and get more perspective on things and be careful of self-assurance. This can take you to a negative ego point. I know exactly what I have to do. Nobody can change my mind. When you do that, this closes down the flow. It's like looking down a straw and feeling that's the only answer, refusing to listen to other thoughts or alternatives. This is happening big time on the great stage right now, the global stage. We can all see it. Some really narrow focuses are going on, which can lead to a negative turn of events. And then, all of a sudden, nobody's there. Nobody is even willing to work on it. And then we're kind of at the mercy of certain powers, but they're not the ones we expected. It's already happening on the world stage. A narrow negative focus without looking at the big picture and taking it into account. Obsession with small, minor details, which leads to disempowerment for everybody, and nothing is happening in a deliberate way. This creates a growth of chaos and lack of control, and it's something to think about, especially in this country. Just cut it out. As for us, the ordinary people on the ground, we can take into account the larger picture of our lives, and we can start to strengthen things at our internal core level outward. Remember, the way in is the way out, and the way out is the way in. Rather than just shooting off things through a very tunnel vision, which will strengthen and deepen our security and strength. So when you go to your blessed higher self, when you meditate, and when you go within to get the answers to bring without, you are deepening your security and your strength. And now we'll talk a little bit about what's going on right now. There's so much going on in the world right now. Let's get together and send our thoughts and prayers to the Israeli conflict. I said during my summer prayer broadcast that when Mars and the South Node come together, it means terrorist attacks and war. In fact, on September 11th, 2001, Mars and the South Node were conjunct as well. We certainly did have a terrorist attack this last week. And it's senseless and it's hatred. It is demonic and it's evil. On October 7th, Hamas attacked Israel, overrunning two military bases and occupying territory, taking thousands of hostages and killing thousands more. It was the most significant breach of borders since the Yom Kippur War of 1973. This event sent shockwaves of anger and fear around the world. What is the world consequences of this awful act? I'm telling you, we are going to have consequences. This is not going to go away. This war has been going on for 2,000 years or longer. So what we need to do is to pray for miracles, standing and praying for Israel and the Palestinians and those held hostage. Please deliver the people from this evil violence, hostage situation. And we need to pray for our families and friends of the massacre. Please help, comfort and guide, shield and protect them. Again, their prayer can be, please deliver the people from this evil violence, hostage situation. And for the family and friends of the massacre, please help, comfort, guide, shield, and protect them. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I tried very hard to explain to you what's coming. Next week, I'll have some more facts and detail about information that's going on overseas and here as well. We're going into our song. Of course I picked One God by Barbara Streisand. It's so important that we listen to it. William will sing Moonlight on My Window. We have the meditation. And we have Richard. And Richard is going to remind us that we can live together in peace. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'll be back next week. Thank you. Thank you for listening. It really means a lot. Take care. Be careful. I'll see you next week.
Millions of stars placed in the skies by one. Lift up our eyes.
on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in. breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you. Thank you.